Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rebecca Borer in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey there. You're listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Today, I'm focusing on a band with an unusual history. They started as part of the Manchester, England post-punk scene in the late 1970s. They caught some critical attention. They disbanded temporarily when their singer and lyricist died suddenly, and they returned with nearly the same personnel and a new name. They went on to sell millions of records as a rock dance band. I'm talking about Joy Division and New Order. And I've got 13 great songs from them to share with you this morning. It's all and only on WGXC 90.7 FM, coming to you from Accra, Catskill, and the small city of Hudson, New York. Community-centered, listener-supported radio for open ears. Let's open our ears to some Joy Division. Here's Exercise 1 from their album called Still.
Thank you.
Yay, hooray. Well, we heard five tunes by Joy Division from the top, Exercise One, Transmission, and She's Lost Control. And then two live songs, scrappy sound, but you get the idea, motoric drums, mixed down vocals, intense bass and guitar. And we heard These Days and their breakout hit, Love Will Tear Us Apart. In 1980, singer and lyricist Ian Curtis died suddenly. Losing your front man would ordinarily put an end to most bands, but bassist Peter Hook, guitarist Bernard Sumner, and drummer Stephen Morris recruited keyboardist Gillian Gilbert and reemerged as New Order. Let's hear how this new band bridged the gap between the old Joy Division sound and something new. Here's an early New Order song called Ceremony.
We'll be right back.
From the bottom of a two-song set, we heard Everything's Gone Green, preceded by Ceremony, both from New Order early in their career. Before we continue, I just want to take a moment to let you know that WGXC cares about your opinion. Did you know you can always leave an up to 3-minute message, whether it's a critique, a compliment, or a question, about our programming, including playing favorites? The number to call is 518-212-7509. That's 518-212-7509 to leave us an up to 3-minute message. Now back to New Order. They really began to find their own style with their Power, Corruption, and Lies album in 1983. Here's Age of Consent from that record.
We'll be right back.
From the bottom, we heard three radio edit versions of New Order smash hits. From the bottom, The Perfect Kiss, preceded by Bizarre Love Triangle, and up top, True Faith. At the very top, it was Age of Consent. I can vaguely remember a TV commercial that used the gripping opening of that song to sell blue jeans. And why not? What is this? He only plays radio edits? So coming up is one of the greatest New Order hit tunes. As much of it as I can fit in. This has been the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening. Stay well. Walk tall and have an awesome week. I'll see you back here next Monday, February 19th at 11 a.m. on 90.7 FM and streaming everywhere at wgxc.org/listen. Stay tuned for local news at 12 noon, followed by the Better Weather broadcast. They'll tell you all about the velocity of the solar wind, and you'll be glad you live far away from it. Followed by the Deep Threes music program. Here's Blue Monday.